This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today, we're uncovering drinking holidays. Tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, and despite its rich history, it's known by most Americans as a day to drink lots of Irish whiskey and beer. To be fair, St. Patrick got that reputation by giving Catholics a free drinking pass during Lent.
It provided a nice sort of like midpoint break in Lent where everybody could go crazy. And I think that's probably the reason that it's turned into the colossal drinking holiday that we have today.
That's Andrew Schmidt, and he loves all things beer, including beer history. It so happens he also went to Catholic school. Schmidt says it's odd that St. Patrick is deemed the drinking saint, especially since there is literally a patron saint of beer.
In true Catholic fashion, there is a saint for absolutely everything.
So I asked Schmidt to enlighten us on some of the drinking saints you might not have heard of, like St. Urho.
He's the legendary saint of Finnish Americans, and he rose to fame when he drove grasshoppers out of Finland, which thus then saved the barley crop. And he's usually portrayed holding a pitchfork with a giant grasshopper on the end of it.
How did he drive the grasshoppers out? By uttering the phrase, "Grasshopper, grasshopper, go to hell." That's what he sounds like in my head. If this sounds like your kind of holiday, you're in luck. St. Urho Day is actually today. Next up, we have St. Arnold. He's the beer saint I was talking about.
His feast day is July 18th. Arnold traveled all over Europe, urging people to drink beer and not water, which was very sound advice in days of pox, vermin, and plague.
Schmidt says there are several legends involving St. Arnold, but his favorite is the legend of the never-ending mug. It's said that in 642, Arnold's followers went to recover his remains. It was a scorchingly hot day, and there was little to drink. But the men prayed to St. Arnold, and in return were given a mug of beer that somehow never ran out for the entire night. Alleluia. Last on our list is St. Monday.
This is one of my favorite drinking holidays because it can happen any time of the year. During the 1800s, minor craftsmen, skilled laborers, such as like engineers, tailors, and the like, were fond of taking Mondays off and telling their bosses that they had to go to a union meeting. And then they'd then congregate at the pub and celebrate the venerable St. Monday.
Wait, that means today is actually St. Urho Day and St. Monday. Full disclosure, St. Monday wasn't a real saint, or even a real person. It didn't take long for those employers to figure this out, but that didn't stop St. Monday from remaining an unofficial holiday for almost 100 years. It seems drinking traditions don't die easily. Not that Schmidt really needs them.
I guess from my own perspective, there's no real odd reason to be drinking. It's the natural course of human behavior is to imbibe alcohol.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community, or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.